Thanks for listening to the best of The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
With all that said, Rob Parker, you talked about it was a great day for you. You left out one reason it was a great day for you. Because if you could have planted a story, if you really, like, God just gave you the right to plant one story that you would love to talk about, I think it would be the story that NBA players don't want to play with LeBron James.
Who, me? How long have I been saying that, Chris?
Go ahead and gloat. I don't know, but you're a LeBron hater, so probably
a long time.
No, I'm
not a LeBron hater. I'm just a reporter. I'm telling you.
All right.
And I just, you know what? I'm not surprised. It was good to see Kevin Durant give some honest, real answers and basically tell what a lot of people know. And we know this, Chris, from what we've seen every time there was a potential big player who could join LeBron. It was always like, well, here's my list, and my list doesn't include LeBron James and the Lakers. Or here's a little trickle, a little information that says that Kawhi Leonard's not interested in joining a super team. Here's Jimmy Butler saying, yeah, I'd love to play in Los Angeles. The Clippers, that is. Or I'd love to play in New York and play for the Nets or the Knicks. But no LeBron on the list.
Right. You ready to go to Brooklyn or the Clippers, but not the Lakers.
But not the Lakers. Not even on the list. So, you know, I've been saying this for a while because even LeBron had to go to Miami to make that super team work. Nobody wanted to go with him to Cleveland. Nobody wanted to go to him when he went back to Cleveland. It's just a pattern, and I get it. Because the problem here, and Durant talked about it, is what is it for a player, a young player trying to, you know, make his name in the league? You don't get anything by playing with LeBron.
Well, you want to hear Durant's quote?
Yeah, can
first?
We do that? Yeah, absolutely.
Rob G, read us one of the Durant's quotes. He made a few powerful quotes.
So here's the one I think you guys are both talking about why players may not want to play with LeBron. It says here, quote, "It depends what kind of player you are. If you're Kyle Korver, it makes sense. He's not a number one option at all, not even close. So his talents benefit more from a guy who can pass and penetrate and get him open. If you're a younger player like Kawhi Leonard, trying to pair him with LeBron James doesn't really make sense. Kawhi enjoys having the ball in his hands, controlling the offense, dictating the tempo with his post-ups. It's how he plays the game. A lot of young players are developing that skill. They don't need another guy."
All right. So you want to respond to that, Rob?
Yeah, no.
I got plenty to say, but I'll let you know.
I think he's on the money. I think this was an honest take by Durant. The notion that, Durant's going to come play for the Lakers and stick it to the Warriors. Remember that? That went out there? Like, yep. Oh, yeah, now he's mad. He's going to get on. He's going to play with LeBron, and he's going to show the Warriors and team up with LeBron and then start winning championships against them. He has no rhyme or reason to want to play with LeBron. I think he said that very emphatically in those quotes, that he's not interested in playing with LeBron, and other star players aren't either. And I've been saying that. Wake me up when the star player signs up to be LeBron James's bag man, you know what I mean, or Robin, or whatever you want to call it. He can't even get Brandon Ingram to play that guy.
Well,
so right now, all I'm going to say is I don't expect any star to join LeBron James.
Like not I even said, Anthony I, Davis.
Not even Anthony Davis, and I don't expect that. I don't expect that LeBron will, A, get a person, a star to join him, and B, win a championship in Los Angeles.
Well, if he doesn't get a second superstar, right? Not star, superstar, he's not winning a championship. Period. The end. We know the formula for LeBron James to win a championship. He's been in the league 15 years, full seasons. He's won three titles. Each of those times, he had a second superstar who could go get his. Regardless of whether he fit with LeBron, he was good enough that even if LeBron's dominating the ball, even if I'm giving up some of my game, I still can go get you 25 a night because I, in my own right, am a superstar. That was Dwayne Wade, and that was Kyrie Irving, right?
You're 100% right about that.
Right. So unless he gets that, he is not winning enough. And then, you know, role players that can shoot. Because in Miami, Shane Battier, Ray Allen, as he was older, you know, Mario Chalmers in Cleveland, they had some shooters. That's the formula for LeBron to win championships. And if he doesn't get that, no, he's not winning them. Now, here's the one thing I say, the ironic thing, Rob, and I think you probably agree with this, Kevin, of all the superstars you can think of, and most you would say, they don't really fit with LeBron. Kevin Durant would actually be a perfect fit with LeBron because he can shoot. You know, he could, like, LeBron can handle the ball. He kick it to KD. He can catch and shoot. He obviously would be that superstar who can go get his. But I agree with you. Like, after these quotes, I think it was unlikely in the first place.
Right.
But now it's like, no. And I've always heard he has no desire to play with LeBron. Even though they're friends, he wants to beat LeBron. So why would he go there and help LeBron win more championships? So maybe they're equal in championships where he could either stay in Golden State or go elsewhere, maybe win more than LeBron.
Absolutely. Why would you want to, like, help him out?
Right.
As far as, you know, down the road when you sit back and talk legacy, right now Kevin Durant is the one with the step up on LeBron, right? He's beaten him and been the MVP twice.
Well, I would say right now, and in my mind, probably forever, LeBron James is going to be viewed historically as better than Kevin Durant. But if you're Durant, or even if you're just like you or an objective fan, what if Durant wins 5 rings? And 4 or 5 finals MVPs.
Right.
And LeBron stuck at 3. I mean, Durant's numbers, Durant is an all-time, like, and when I say all-time great, I'm talking top 15 player probably of all time. Top 15, top 20. If he gets all these rings, then maybe it becomes a debate, right?
Absolutely. But that's why you don't want to just go help LeBron cash in. Who's going to get credit for those rings when LeBron if LeBron's on KD?
Well, that's where he was talking about, and we'll get into that a little later, with the media narrative that they create. You're right. I mean, it is so much about LeBron getting these rings and catching Jordan. One thing I'll also say about what Durant said about young players, you know, if you're a young star, why would you join LeBron? He's going to stunt your growth. So I'm paraphrasing and stuff. But I would disagree a little bit right now, because if I'm an Anthony Davis, now, is he going to be a perfect fit with LeBron? No. I mean, it's hard to be a perfect fit with LeBron because he handles the ball all the time, unless you're, as KD said, a spot-up shooter. However, they would be good together. They are both so good that they might be able to win a championship, if not more. And LeBron, Rob, Anthony Davis went to play with LeBron, in 3 years probably, that team's going to morph into Anthony Davis being the number one option and LeBron being the second guy. You know, it's not like LeBron's not going to be in his prime that much longer. So that's where I would say, if you're a younger guy, you might realize, okay, let me win a ring with LeBron while he's the number one guy. But then it's going to become my team in short order.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Are you ready?
Hope you can take the heat like LeBron.
We're going big.
It's go time.
It's Broussard's Big Six.
When you look at the NBA today, you have some forwards who are lighting it up. It lightened up to a high level, so even LeBron James might not be playing on a first-team All-NBA level. So right now I'm going to rank the top six forwards, period, in the NBA after the first 6-7 weeks. This has nothing to do with past achievements, accomplishments. It's the first 6-7 weeks of the NBA season.
Number six,
Tobias Harris. That's right. Tobias Harris has led the Clippers to the top record in the Western Conference, along with the Denver Nuggets, 21.5 points a game, 8.5 boards, and he's dropping 42% of his attempts from three.
Number five,
Blake Griffin. You thought he was done. You thought he was finished. You thought he was buried when the Clippers sent him east to Detroit. Who wants to go there? Well, Blake is balling.
Hey, he's balling in Detroit. Watched him Saturday night.
I'm about to give him his props. He's led the Pistons to 9 wins in their last 12 games, 24.5 points, 9 boards, and 5 assists. And his three-point shooting has really improved. Blake Griffin is balling.
Number four.
You're going to think this is awfully low, but that's how bad the forwards are this year. Not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good. Kawhi Leonard, number
four. What you talking about, Willis?
I'm saying I got Kawhi so low because he's missed 5 games already. And the Raptors, who had the best record in the league, are 4-1 without Kawhi. He's playing great, but
Kawhi
that
who?
Team is playing great, and he's missed too many games. I want to see him start playing more. All right, at
number three,
Kevin Durant. Now, I know you're sitting here saying, hold up, Chris, wait a minute. Kevin Durant, the third best forward right now this season? Look, Kevin Durant has led when Steph and Draymond were out. Yeah, Durant was putting up huge numbers individually, but they were taking L's. The Warriors have lost 6 of their last 10 games, mainly because Steph and Draymond were out. And while KD was doing it individually, they weren't getting the W.
That's 40% of your starting lineup. What are you acting like? Come on, Chris. That's unfair.
No, it's not unfair. You have a second star in Klay Thompson there. That's more than the man at
number two
has. And that's LeBron James. I'd rather have Klay Thompson than any of those Lakers players. And you would, too. And without a second star. Look, Rob, y'all, everybody mocked me. Everybody laughed at me. It even created a little self-doubt in myself when I said the Lakers going to win 53 games and they're going to LeBron's going to be the MVP. Well, he's not looking like the MVP yet, but they are on pace, Rob, to win 50 games. And
no,
that's after the 2-5 start. Mathematically, they are
look
on
at the
pace
teams
to
that
win
they've been
50
beating,
games.
Chris. Come on now.
Yeah, Denver,
stop it.
Portland.
Stop.
Some good
look
teams.
Look at all those other wins. You know
look,
that. Come on.
I got facts. You got feelings. They're on pace to win 50 games. That's
I'll
a
bet
mathematical
you $500
fact.
Right
we
now.
Already
that they,
bet, we already
$500
bet. The,
that they
get
don't
out
get
of Broussard's Big Six. This is Broussard's Big Six, not Parker's. I don't be jumping in your power ranking when you got the Jaguars number two, even though they got a 3-9 record. All right. LeBron's number two.
Number one.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Gazooka.
Giannis. That's right. That boy is balling. He's on pace to win the MVP. Rob, 27.5 points, 6 dimes, and 13 rebounds. The boy is killing it on 58% shooting, and the Milwaukee Bucks are for real. That's Broussard's Big Six. Those are the best 6 forwards to date after 6-7 weeks of the NBA season. Now you can go ahead and comment. And you can't fight that Lakers fact, Rob. They on pace to win 50. If they win tonight, they'll be on pace to win 51 or 52.
And if they lose tonight?
They not going to lose tonight.
Oh, okay.
Who they playing
just
tonight?
Asking.
Who they playing?
I can't. I just saw it. Who are
they playing? The Spurs. The Spurs been getting
trampled.
Spurs
are 11-13.
The Spurs have been getting trampled lately. I think they've lost their last 3 games by more than 100 points total.
All right, we'll see.
You just trying to hate, man.
I'm just telling you, I'm not buying it. I think your list was all right. You know, LeBron is a little high there, but I get it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
There was some big news in football. Obviously, it's the meat of football season, and it's college bleeding into pros in terms of this story. Chris Carter, our colleague at FS1, co-host with Nick Wright of First Things First, he dropped a little bit of a bomb this morning on the show. If you didn't hear it, here's what he had to say.
I'm going to tell you guys a name. Watch out for Jim Harbaugh, because Jim Harbaugh potentially is trying to get his way out of Michigan. All right? I got good sources that are telling me not only Green Bay, but also watch out for the Cleveland Browns. He likes the quarterback situations there. And I believe that there is front office people in Green Bay who are enamored with Jim Harbaugh and potentially trying to get him to come to Green Bay. So I don't even think Josh is going to be made available for the Packers. And I think other people have their eyes on the Packers.
Rob, here's my
first
thought.
That's a bombshell.
Right, right. But my first thought when I hear that is that if Jim Harbaugh leaves Michigan, it's essentially admitting you failed. Because the job is certainly not done. And I'm not even saying he has to absolutely win a national championship. But he hasn't even been to the playoff. You're coming off your best season, but in that best season, you got drilled by Ohio State, and you would have been in the playoff. Everybody except Ohio State had you favored to win that game. And to leave now, I think it would be admitting failure, Rob.
I hear you, but he hadn't won anything. And all these years of being this great coach that everybody covets, and at some point, Chris, people stop calling you because you don't win. And I think that – no, I'm just hear me out.
People calling him. People know
at some point they're going to stop calling you is what I'm saying. And also maybe he just realizes I'm not going to win a national championship and it's too hard and I had it all lined up and I had the best defense in the country. I had my own quarterback. I had an Ohio State team that gave up 51 points to Maryland, had lost terribly to Purdue, right? Was for the taking, right? It was laid out there. They were 4.5-point favorites to beat Ohio State in Columbus, and they got their asses kicked. And you know what? For whatever reason, between him leaving places, going elsewhere, or the 49ers, whatever, he stayed at all his jobs for 4 years and then moved on. So it would not shock me if the Packers, a famed organization, like, I mean, maybe they've been on their struggles the last 8 years or whatever you want to call it, but that organization and that tradition to be able to go there and return that to its glory and win a championship with a quarterback to start with who still has a, you know, a number of years to go, you can't tell me that's not an attractive job. So if Chris Carter says that he's heard from some people, that would not shock me if Jim Harbaugh finds. I know that's his alma mater. I know he played for Bo Schembechler. I know he hasn't gotten a job done. But he hasn't gotten a job done anywhere. And maybe he's just like all the other Michigan coaches, Chris. You can't win there. That school's won one national mythical championship in 1997 in the history of the school. That's all they've ever won. That's it. So he wouldn't be any different from anybody else. Bo Schembechler, who is their legendary coach, never won a national championship.
Statue.
Right?
Got a statue in the front. Yeah, I've been there.
He got a statue, but he didn't win anything.
So you don't think it would be a bad look if Harbaugh left?
Nope, not to take the Green Bay Packers job, not at all.
Well, on the other side of that, like I said, I think it's a bad look. It's admitting failure. You went to Michigan to deliver, as you said, what nobody's been able to deliver. Deliver a national championship and not just a mythical one. And
no,
this was a great season until the Ohio State game.
It wasn't
but it's
a great
something
season,
to build
right?
on. It's no, something to build on.
And you know what? You might look at it and say, well, now that
Urban Meyer's
gone from Ohio State, now the door's open. What happens if with no Urban Meyer, he still doesn't win?
Well,
that would
look,
make it even
worse. People are criticizing him now. You're right. People are criticizing him now because they got trampled by Ohio State. But I just think it's a bad look. But on the other side, Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, I mean – Jim Harbaugh, as good of a coach as he is, one of the knocks about him is that his offense is antiquated. I mean, didn't Aaron Rodgers just get rid of that?
I don't know. He certainly did a great job when he had Colin Kaepernick and he decided to make a move from the safe Alex Smith. And people thought Jim Harbaugh was crazy when with this guy named Colin Kaepernick. All they did was go to 3 NFC championships and 1 Super Bowl. They didn't win it. But I'm just saying that success in the NFL, where he at least got that team in a position, and just saying with Aaron Rodgers and the right pieces. And who knows? Maybe the Packers are finally going to go out and say, give us Le'Veon Bell. We'll spend some money. You know what I mean? I'm just throwing it out. But if they tell him that, you would have Aaron Rodgers and Le'Veon Bell off the rip offensively. How would you not want it? The defense has gotten better. Let's be honest this year, right, Chris? It's gotten better than it has been.
Yep.
So I'm just saying it would not surprise me. If he decided to leave Michigan. I don't think that what Chris Carter said is like off the wall. Not at all.
So you think he'd be a good fit in Green Bay?
I think they want to get somebody who has a name. And if you have all you know, Chris, you know how this business and all businesses work. All you need is for that guy to like you or love you or whatever it is. And if they're enamored with him in the front office, that's all it takes.
Look, I do think, I mean, you know, you and I have debated this. I think Jim Harbaugh is a very good coach. Very good coach. I would like to see him stick it out at Michigan and try to lead that team to a championship or, heck, at least the playoff. You know, I think leaving would be an admission of failure. And for Green Bay, he tried and failed. You know, and I don't think he failed to the point where he should get fired. I think he's restored but he's restored that program to national prominence.
Well,
in your mind, only one team is nationally prominent. That's Alabama.
No, but what do people think about when you think about this season? You don't think about anything else they did but get their butts kicked in Columbus. That's the only thing this season's about.
That was a bad loss.
That was not a bad loss.
They're number 8 in the nation. They're number 7 in the nation. That's not national prominence.
He's the first Michigan coach to go 0-4 against Ohio State.
Rob,
Chris,
they're number
historic.
7
all
in
historic.
The nation. Is that not national prominence?
That doesn't matter because
really?
You're only looking at the top 4 schools. He had to be in the top 4. He entered that game in the top 4.
That's why I said it's been a failure. It's been a failure in that regard, and that's why I wouldn't leave if I'm him. But to say he has been horrible and should get fired and hasn't done a good job, I don't
say
think
that.
That's accurate.
You didn't hear me say that. I've
I don't
never
think
said
that's
that.
Accurate.
You didn't hear me say that. When did I say he should be fired?
You didn't say he should be fired. I started out the conversation by saying I don't think he's failed to the point we should get fired.
Okay,
that's what
I'm just
saying. Said it.
And they would never fire him anyway because he played for Bo Schembechler. He was a star quarterback. I get all that. He'll never be fired. Never be fired.
Well, if he were to have horrible season.
There would be an escape hatch for him to get out of it or something.
Well, okay.
I'm telling you, he wouldn't be flat
but
out
behind
fired.
The scenes,
it would be like Carmelo Anthony. They do a Carmelo
right.
Anthony.
Okay, but that's essentially fine. I mean, we know Carmelo got cut.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. But I just think for Green Bay, like I said, I mean, I just got rid of Mike McCarthy. Why? Because his offense was stuck in a previous generation. I don't need to – I mean, again, I think Harbaugh's a great coach. You brought up a good point. He did adjust to Colin Kaepernick and had great success with Kaepernick. But at Michigan, that was part of their problem, antiquated offenses. And I would have to consider that. Look, from Harbaugh's perspective, if he leaves Michigan, you're not going to get a much better job than Green Bay, right? I mean, you got the superstar quarterback. You got some pieces in place elsewhere on the defense, on the offense. You know, so you're right. It's not like – I mean, Chris also mentioned that he has eyes for Cleveland. And I know they have talent and they got Baker Mayfield, but that don't make sense to me either. I think he'd win there to a degree, probably have him in the playoffs consistently, but I don't know that he'd win a Super Bowl with that group.
No, I mean, you don't know because they got to make some changes as well. So let's just be fair there. It'd be crazy to say that you could look at
the exact team. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It ain't going to be the exact team, right, Chris. Stop
right.
it.
No, I'm saying.
Right,
it's
right.
Agreeing.
You know what I mean? Right. They got to make some moves. There's no doubt about it. But I think that Chris Carter wouldn't go on national television with that unless he really talked to somebody. Or sources. You know what I mean,
no,
Chris?
No, I believe he talked to, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, somebody who's plugged in. And given his track record of 4 years at all his stops, it would fit in Would he come back and give it one more shot, you know, without Urban Meyer at Ohio State, thinking that he maybe could finally win a Big Ten title? I don't know, but to give up a job for a legendary franchise like the Green Bay Packers would be hard.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
How refreshing is that someone's just, you know, been asked a question. And for me, it connected because I've been saying this forever. And I'm the hater, and I hate LeBron, and why do you hate LeBron so much, and all that. That's all I ever hear.
Why, Rob? Why do
I
you?
Don't. Well, don't ask me that. People have stopped me in the street, and
what?
I swear
what?
To you, Chris.
Shouldn't that tell you something?
But you know what they say?
Yeah, why do you hate LeBron?
Or it'll be like two guys, two buddies walking around, and they'll go, hey, that's that LeBron hater. That's what they'll tap their buddy and say, hey, that's that LeBron hater.
That should tell
hater.
You something, man.
I mean, I look at them
something.
And go, what?
No,
I'm
like, yeah, me? Yeah. Me? What? You sound like mixed, Aaron Rodgers. Me?
You got me mixed up with Chris Broussard.
Yeah, right.
Oh, well, no. Look, Chris Broussard's the fanboy.
No,
that's
all
what
right,
they say.
Speak, I'm glad you went there because we're about to get into that. And Kevin Durant, we played his quote earlier about how saying like a Kyle Korver would fit with a LeBron because he's just a spot-up shooter, but a young guy, a Kawhi Leonard who can do a lot of things on his own, you know, it's not going to be a great fit. But he said something else that a lot of people are jumping on, and let's hear that now from DJ Alex Tyshirt.
So you're right. Earlier we talked about how he was going to have issues with young on-star court developing stars, but this is about Kevin Durant's opinion on the media influence surrounding LeBron. And I quote, "So much hype comes from around LeBron from other people. He has so many fanboys in the media, even the beat writers just fawn over him. I'm like, we're playing basketball here, and it's not even about basketball at certain points. So I get why anyone wouldn't want to be in the environment because it's toxic, especially when the attention is BS attention. Fluff. It's not LeBron's fault at all. It's just the fact you have so many groupies in the media that love to hang on every single word he says." End quote.
I'm crying
can
foul.
You give me a,
now,
can
that's jealousy.
Can
that's
you give me
jealousy.
A cha-ching? Come on, Alex, like a cash register right
Rob,
there.
That was jealousy.
No, it wasn't.
As much love as LeBron gets, he also gets plenty of hate. He does.
No, he does not.
He is criticized as much as
by
anybody.
Who? By who?
You?
One, two, or three guys?
Skip
me and
Bayless?
All right, there you go.
You
that's
guys
about the
have
end of it.
Plenty, you guys have loud voices. People, and look, now, look, you said I'm a fanboy. First of all, you know number one on this list because he was talking about Nick Wright on First Things First. You know that.
All right.
And number two, Colin Cowherd, our man, he had to be on that list too.
And you're number three
well,
then,
no,
on that list.
I'll say this. Years ago.
I don't love him, but I like him.
Years ago, your impression needs help, needs work.
I know. I need work.
Years ago, when LeBron was younger, his first stint in Cleveland, and you remember you and I were in the rotation. We go against Skip on First Take on the other network all the time.
Yes, early
now,
on.
And Skip was so anti-LeBron, and I've said it many times. I do like LeBron and all that. But I came off as like the pro LeBron guy. And when I'm on with Shannon Sharp or when I'm on with Nick Wright, people think I'm anti-LeBron. I am objective. I tell the truth. I bring facts, not feelings. So again, when I'm on with you or Skip, oh, he's kissing LeBron's butt. No, I'm just bringing balance. When I'm on with Shannon or Nick, people think I'm a LeBron hater. So I bring the truth. I bring the real. You know that.
I bring the truth all the time. I'm a reporter. I'm not a fanboy for anybody. I'm not. Not even
Aaron
Rodgers.
Oh, you are. You are.
I knew you were going to say that.
You're
going to
sit here and they're 4-7-1, and you're going to sit here and tell me he's having a great. This is how we'll find out. Is he all pro this year?
No, he's not all pro.
Is he making the Pro Bowl?
No, he's not making a Pro Bowl.
All right. They
have a losing record. No, I'm not a fanboy, but. But what Durant said is so true. There's
who?
So many.
Who?
There's so.
Other
I don't
want
to start naming
okay,
names. Come
okay,
on, I don't want.
Among writers, you don't want to name writers.
I don't
right.
want to. And he said, and I even love that he said, even the beat writers, he knows the difference between a guy who just shows up once in a while and the guy who covers the team every day. That gets credit. You know that, Chris.
But that's because
even
KD,
the beat writers.
But
even
that's
the
you know why
writers.
KD said that? Because KD does get a lot of criticism. Here's the thing, though. Why does KD get criticized?
He's just too sensitive.
Well, KD. But let's be honest. The things he gets criticized for, the burner account, you know, go and tell the fan to shut the F up, like – that those are things you should get criticized for.
Yeah,
am
but,
I wrong?
But no, I'm not saying he shouldn't get criticized for that, but he understands too that LeBron, there's a lot of guys out there who are fans. There's a lot of guys impersonating sports writers, and I don't know, they're bloggers, and they work for websites and out of their basements or whatever, and they watch YouTube all the time. I'm just telling you, I would say, really, if I wanted to clean up the sports writing business, I would take away half the credentials they give out. Chris, you've been to games. Who are these people? There's only two newspapers in town, and there's 50 guys there. Who are they working for?
Well, you know that every city's got its small local papers and websites and radio people.
It's ridiculous. There's a lot of guys who are just aren't good, aren't really accredited reporters.
But see,
I don't care what they say.
I just think a lot of what KD, again, I do think, you're right, there's some truth certainly to what he was saying earlier about why guys that don't fit with LeBron and all that. But to me, this did seem to stem from a little jealousy. When he says that it's all fluff and it's BS, you know, stuff around LeBron. No, LeBron gets praised for opening up a school in Akron. For at-risk youth. He gets praised for speaking out and having his Miami Heat teammates wear hoodies in honor of Trayvon Martin. Those are the things that LeBron gets credit for. And Kevin Durant is having burner accounts and telling fans to shut up and all. I mean, you've done stuff that deserves criticism. And LeBron has done stuff that deserves praise. You can't call that stuff BS. LeBron's running freaking, you know, media companies and doing Shut Up and Dribble, which is actually a really important and significant series. He's doing this shop that's giving people insight into athletes.
I was doing that show 5 years ago.
All right, it was a good idea. But you see what I'm saying, Rob? Like, you can't just call the stuff LeBron's doing off the court that people love him for BS. I mean, that's just right.
I'm not saying that. Okay, I'll agree with that. But I think what he's also talking about is when some of these guys act like they're like some sort of real reporters and say, "Hey, King, you ask him, you're."
Well, I'm
King
the King.
James. Hey, King James, can you ask?
Hey, King James, don't you feel like you lost that championship because you don't have enough help? Like, that's a question they'll ask.
You making junk up, man? Nobody's answering that.
You never heard him? I said, "Hey, King James."
Here you go. You back in your feelings.